tell us about the history of the courthouse in Wisconsin.
You know, as long as Wisconsin has been a state, there have been courthouses as the seat of government. So, you know, in any community, there's usually a succession of courthouses over time. They usually start quite small, and then as the population grows and the nature of government grows, the courthouses respond accordingly.
From what I can see, there was quite a boom of building courthouses in the 1800s. Do you have information
about
that?
Sure. I think that you see this big boom in the late 1800s, around 1890 or so, and that's a result of changes in the role of government. And the government begins to take on some of the pressing societal issues that were emerging as people flock to cities and industrialization takes hold and all of that. And historians refer to that era as the progressive era, when government starts doing more for the social betterment of people. And they start developing programs that help people who are indigent or have a disability of some sort, or taking on some of the societal problems with excessive consumption of alcohol or family abuse or things like that. A lot of the stuff that we sort of take for granted as the role of government today, was a lot of those programs were instituted in that time period, and that meant that courthouses had to be bigger to be able to hold those expanded functions.
Some of them were quite ornate as you go across the state. Is that true?
Yeah, I think that the ornateness of these courthouses is really a result of people seeing the courthouse as being emblematic of the community. You know, the more pride you show in your courthouse, the stronger your community is, and it shows. So courthouses become aspirational in the sense that a courthouse was a symbol that a community could go put out there for what they thought they should be. So oftentimes they become very ornate. They can have murals in them that are that talk about the wealth or riches of the area, of kind of the ideas of democracy, that sort of thing. I think to me what's interesting about courthouses is today is that courthouses have a very strong community connection. And especially if they've been around for a while, people are genuinely very proud and very attached to their courthouses. So one of the challenges that counties face today is how do we meet modern needs in an historic courthouse that may be too small or may not have all of the features that we're looking for in a modern courthouse. Our job at the State Historic Preservation Office is to work with those counties and try to give them advice and expertise that relates to how do you adapt historic buildings to modern-day functions without diminishing the character of the buildings and destroying important features of them.